Hello to everyone in the Open Heart Project community. It is wonderful to see you again, and it is wonderful to sit together in meditation. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start in a moment, so please get settled. And as you do, I want to say just a few words about the notion of basic goodness, which is a theme we've been exploring this month, particularly in the Open Heart Project Sangha. And basic goodness is the notion that all beings possess basic goodness, all. And it can be quite difficult to feel certain about that, because you just sort of open your eyes in the morning and you see a lot of evidence of basic badness. So basic goodness is not the kind of thing that we could sort of make a decision about, like by listing the pros and cons. This is why I believe in basic goodness and this is why I don't, and then tallying the totals at the end and seeing what comes out on top. Basic goodness is something we could open ourselves to and investigate and contemplate. And nobody has to believe anything. In fact, beliefs are actually an obstacle. So where does insight into basic goodness come from? Well, it comes from the same place that insight in general comes from. And in your meditation practice, you are planting the seed of insight very deeply. And I'm going to explain to you exactly how you are doing this. In your meditation practice, as you know, you place attention on breath, 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 breath. And then at some point, your mind strays to thinking about something or other. And then at another point, something sort of cuts in and says, hello, you're thinking about lunch, but actually this is your time for meditation. So please let go of that and come back to this. And it will happen again and again. This cutting through will happen. Something slices through your conceptual discursive mind to say, wake up. And that, where does that cutting through come from, and why can't we do it all the time? Well, I do not know the answer to that. However, I can tell you that this cutting through is the same place that not only insight comes from, but also creativity and wisdom and love. These are not things that we can manufacture or crank up. Rather, they are things that cut through our discursive conventional mind and wake us up to the present moment. And when this cutting through happens and we wake up, that itself is basic goodness. And it doesn't have anything to do with people are good or people are bad, but it's the freshness and the wakefulness of the cutting through that itself is evidence of goodness, is goodness. So as you go about your practice, as you go about your life, I invite you to start to pay a little closer attention to this cutting through. When does it happen when your cat is crying? When does it happen on the cushion, and when does it happen off the cushion? And as you come into relationship with this profound but very simple and ordinary act of cutting through, you will also come into relationship to basic goodness and your own highest wisdom. I hope this makes sense. I do not know if I explained that well. However, without further ado, let's begin our practice today. Begin your practice, please, by relaxing. Forget everything I just said about cutting through, if you happen to listen to that. Just set all of that aside and relax your body by giving your weight to the cushion or chair, like really being here. And relax your mind by letting go of all expectations. Just for this brief period of your day, allowing everything to be exactly as it is. Yourself, your life, your world, your worries, your joys, exactly as they are. And rest in that as they are-ness. I hope that makes sense. Just relax with things as they are. Sit up straight. Let the belly relax. Let the hands rest, palms down, just above the knee or mid-thigh. And let the shoulders relax. Like you have been carrying a big rock on your shoulders, and someone just lifted it up and took it off you. The mouth is closed. And the breath comes in and out through the nose. The eyes are open and cast down. To a spot about 6 feet in front. Or 1.5 meters. And let the eyes be very soft. Place your attention on the breath and feel your body breathing. Let your thoughts be as they are. Sort of you can imagine them like a babbling brook happening over here somewhere, but your attention is right here on the breath. And if it takes a little hike over to the brook and becomes absorbed in thought, no problem. Just let go and come back. And that's all there is to it. Thank you so much for your practice and for practicing together as a community.